It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, November 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. An organization on the Western Slope that helps victims of child abuse recently received national accreditation. The National Children's Alliance certified the Dolphin House Child Advocacy Center in Montrose late last month. Rhonda Fullman is the executive director of Dolphin House.
This accreditation is really, you know, a stamp of approval that we're following all of the standards, all of the policies, protocols, all of that for child advocacy centers.
Fullman says it also opens the door for more grant opportunities, and now all of the state's child advocacy centers have this designation. Dolphin House serves Colorado's 7th Judicial District, which covers Delta, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Montrose, Ouray, and San Miguel counties. A partnership with the San Miguel Power Association is expected to reap some rewards from Western Slope communities. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Nucala, Naderita, and Norwood are taking on a project to cut down on power consumption, reduce light pollution, and save money. How, you might ask, can these towns do all three? They're changing the light bulbs in their streetlights.
It's retrofitting all of our streetlights. Norwood has 43. If they're mercury vapor, if whatever they are now, they're going to be retrofitted to the LED.
That's Norwood Town Manager Patty Grafmeyer. They've already had one of the new LED lights installed on their Grand Avenue. She says it looks really nice, and it doesn't bleed out light everywhere, only on the street and sidewalk. The town will have to pay out a little over $8,000 for the retrofit. It's a healthy chunk of change. But the LED bulbs conserve so much electricity that with those 43 streetlights, they'll save over $2,600 every year.
So that's a nice savings for us down the road. We'll be able to do more upgrades. Once we feel like we've paid ourselves back, then we can utilize that money somewhere else in the budget. Hopefully we can make it go a long way.
For a city like Denver, $2,600 might be a rounding error, but for Norwood, it could make a big difference. It could go towards more improvements to the downtown, or just give the budget a little more breathing room. They plan to have the lights installed by mid-January and have the installation cost paid off in about 2.5 years. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Last week, Arch Coal said that it might file for bankruptcy. The St. Louis-based company operates the West Elk Mine outside of Paonia and is the second largest coal company in the U.S. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Robert Godby, an economics professor at the University of Wyoming who tracks the coal industry, about the announcement.
Arch Coal recently said it could file for bankruptcy. What does this mean for the coal mines it operates?
So that's a difficult question. So for some coal mines, most of the coal mines that it operates will probably continue to operate through a bankruptcy, and that's just because as long as they're making a positive cash flow, they'll want to continue operating them. Bankruptcy basically means that your liabilities or your debts are greater than your assets, and so a bankruptcy proceeding just proceeds to determine how those debts will be paid given the assets, and they typically go through a restructuring. During that time, you'd want to keep the coal mines open, at least those that are making money, because they create revenues that could be used towards that debt.
A few years ago, coal was generating half of the power in the U.S. Now it's generating around 39%, and that's expected to decline further. What's happened to King Coal?
That's a great question. So it wasn't anticipated, but the reason that coal has declined so much, and it's actually now near to between 32 and 35%, depending on the month, the reason is really low gas prices. That's the primary reason. Natural gas is used in the generation of electricity as well. And with the Marcellus Shale, Utica, these big gas plays that everybody's hearing about with fracking and things like that out east, there's just so much natural gas on the market. Literally it's flooded the market. And gas is so cheap that it's just cheaper to generate electricity using natural gas than it is coal.
Are other coal companies in similar situations as Arch Coal?
Yeah, they are, actually. Alpha Natural Resources, another large coal company in the country, filed for bankruptcy this summer. Peabody Energy, also a major coal supplier, they are also in trouble. And Arch, as you know, is, it looks like they will probably apply for bankruptcy unless there's a major change in their circumstances in the next month or so. At least that seems to be what they're indicating. So this is a more general problem across the industry. It's not true for all coal producers. So, for example, companies like Cloud Peak, who operate mainly in the Powder River Basin in Wyoming, they're absolutely not looking at filing for bankruptcy. But the problem really with Arch, Peabody, several others, is that they made major investments in coal assets around 2011, 2012, and they did that with a lot of debt. Billions of dollars in debt, actually. And unfortunately, those bets that they made just didn't come to fruition. And so, you know, this is why these companies are in trouble. In Arch's case in particular, they made large investments in what's called met coal, which is used for producing steel. And they were anticipating that Chinese demand would continue to grow. And in fact, as we've seen in recent months and over the past couple of years, exactly the opposite has happened. That's depressed their sales. Those assets aren't making money. In fact, they're losing money hand over fist. And Arch finds itself in a situation where it can't pay back those debts.
So is there a chance coal could make a comeback?
There's certainly a chance. I mean, if natural gas were to suddenly increase in price, so for example, if the United States started exporting a lot of natural gas, that could drive up demand for natural gas, maybe price. That could actually increase the demand, at least in the near term, for coal used for electricity generation. But the real elephant in the room is climate change. And unfortunately for coal, unless major cost breakthroughs are made in technologies like carbon capture and storage, it's going to be very difficult for coal to compete when you're trying to reduce greenhouse gases, mainly because coal produces more greenhouse gases than any other fuel. And, you know, one of the reasons that generators are turning to natural gas is not only it's cheap, but it also reduces their need for other pollution controls.
That was University of Wyoming Professor Robert Godby speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. Tune in to KVNF tonight at 6 for a special roundtable with Godby and other experts as they discuss the future of energy economics in the West. High Country News will lead the discussion. Hillary Clinton has just released a $30 billion plan to help coal country. But Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports Republicans are not buying it, given Clinton's support of President Obama's climate policies.
Clinton has said as president, she would defend the Clean Power Plan, President Obama's signature regulation that reduces carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Because the plan entails a move away from coal, Clinton's plan targets those communities that depend on the coal industry for jobs and tax revenue. Her plan outlines three areas: making sure workers and their families are taken care of even if their companies go bankrupt, economic diversification, and infrastructure and investment. Republicans reacted with skepticism that any Democratic plan could help coal country. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.